Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Welcome, everybody. Wayne Allyn Root. We're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to open the show. There's so much to talk about, but I'd like to put in order of what I think is significant or interesting or unique or funny. And this is all of the above. There's two news items that prove the insanity of liberalism, the insanity of the Democrat Party, and the insanity of Democrats who are either black or their entire life is guilt-ridden about black people and slavery in America. Let's start with number one, radical Democrat Congresswoman Sheila Jackson, Democrat of Texas, introduces a bill to make white people criticizing black people a federal offense. You heard me. A federal offense if you criticize black people. Race baiting for the left never takes a day off. But this gives new meaning. This is a new level of race baiting. So Congressman Sheila Jackson is so dumb, so ignorant, so blinded by racial hatred, she can't even see that the bill she's proposing is racial hatred. She wants to stop racial hatred, and all she does is spew racial hatred. It's really quite amazing. So her bill, let's get to the meat of it. Hold on, I got to get to the right page with the meat of it. So she says, political criticism by white people against minorities should now become a federal crime. I don't even know what to say. The bill proposes that a white person who vilifies any non-white person and has their words end up on social media, accessible, meaning they could be read, they can be read by persons who are predisposed to engaging in any action in furtherance of a white supremacy-inspired hate crime, would themselves be committing a federal crime. So if Wayne Root writes or says that Sheila Jackson is insane and is dumb and as a doorknob and is racist and hates white people, and the bill she's proposing is absurd and racist in and of itself, and then those words by Wayne Root appear on social media, and they are read by someone she considers to be a white supremacist, I'm guilty of a federal crime. These people prove one thing, and these people, meaning Democrats, prove one thing and one thing only. They all have hatred on their mind 24 hours a day. They want to silence us. They want to beat us into submission. They'd stick us in a gulag if they could. If they could change the rules in America, and they're working on it, they would come for us, and they would drag us away in the middle of the night like the Nazis, like the Soviets, like the East Germans, like the Cubans, like the Venezuelans. They would drag the opposition away in the middle of the night, and they would torture us, they would beat us, they would make us do horrid things, they'd do horrid things to us, and then we'd either be killed, hung, shot by firing squad, put into an electric chair. Who knows what they would do to us, or they'd let us go after they'd taken all our property away. They are truly communists. Now, and communists are always tyrants and dictators who think their way is the only way and everyone else must be silenced. This is them, the Democrat Party. And then number two, this is really amazing. In San Francisco, they're proposing, perhaps, $5 million if you're black. San Francisco has a bold reparations plan to consider. So I read the headline. I didn't get into the meat of it. So I got to get into the meat of it. So San Francisco is a 47-square-mile city, home to more than 60 billionaires, 7,000 homeless people, 40% of whom are black, despite black people representing only 5% of the population. So what causes homelessness? What causes racism? What causes a crappy life? I guess, if you're black, I guess it's being in a town that's all white and liberal and Democrat and rich. But remember, up until his assassination in 68, Martin Luther King argued that you should see people not for the color of their skin, but for their talent level. And we're going in the exact opposite direction. So the Board of Supervisors of San Francisco, they've got a draft proposal. The San Francisco African American Reparations Advisory Committee presented to the city. And the Board of Supervisors created the committee, also called AARAC, ARAC, in December 2020. And it allows, the board's legislation was also narrow, allowing city leaders to reject or ignore the committee's work. And what happens next will show whether San Francisco politicians are serious about confronting the city's checkered past or simply pretending to be. So California was never a slave state. Slaveholders were protected there, and the committee's research suggests that segregation, systemic oppression, and racial prejudice born from the institution of slavery had a profound impact on San Francisco's evolution. So even though there was no slavery in San Francisco and there was no slavery in California, they're trying to make the case that slavery had a big impact on all the people there. It's so bizarre, because you're talking back 200 years, 250 years, 300 years. The AARC chair, Eric McConnell, said, if you look at San Francisco, it's very much a tale of two cities. Centuries of harm and destruction of black lives, black bodies, and black communities should be met with centuries of repair. The AARAC's draft proposal includes a number of financial recommendations, but there's one that will get everybody talking. They call for a one-time lump sum reparation payment of $5 million to each eligible recipient. And that would cover the economic and opportunity losses that black San Franciscos have endured as a result of both intentional and unintended harms perpetrated by city policy. To qualify for these $5 million payments. So in America now, because a person's black, you make them rich. I've never had $5 million one time in my whole life. They would just hand you $5 million. I'm sure it's tax-free, too. To qualify, you got to be 18 years old and have been identified as black or African-American on public documents for 10 years. You have to prove you were born in San Francisco between 1940 and 1996, have resided in San Francisco for at least 13 years, and be someone or the direct descendant of someone incarcerated during the war on drugs. Ah! Now I get it. So if you're a black drug dealer or the son or daughter of a black drug dealer or the grandson or granddaughter of a black drug dealer, it's society's fault and you deserve $5 million. Now you don't have to sell drugs. Don't worry about it. None of you ever have to sell crack ever again because we're going to just hand you all the profits that grandpa would have made if they didn't put him in jail for selling crack. Wow. What a country we live in. If you're black, you get $5 million in San Francisco just for being black and being born in San Francisco. Boy, this must be King's I Have a Dream speech right there. I have a dream. If only someone would hand me $5 million for being born black in America. Wow. What a country. It's a country we all need to leave fast. Get the hell out of Dodge. Because this ain't my country. I'm not going to live in this country. Where it's a crime. If you criticize black people, you go to jail. And black people get $5 million a pop for being black. It's funny. I grew up a poor white kid. Everyone I knew was white and lower middle class. They had no money and no breaks in life. And none of the kids I ever grew up with have ever gone as far as me. I'm the only one who has, you know, radio, TV, books, best-selling books, newspaper columns, you name it. Businesses. Everyone I grew up with has basically nothing. They've worked their whole lives, and no one ever gave them a damn thing, and they're all white. What this is an outrage. What this is a backstabbing. It's a knife in the back of every white person in America who was born middle class or lower middle class or blue collar. It's a joke. Absolute joke. And speaking of jokes, Davos in Switzerland right now, they're having the global elites have all gathered for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. And those elites are there to talk about poor people and climate change, and they all landed in private jets. All the airports around Davos, they're so full, they don't know where to put all the private jets. Hundreds and hundreds of private jets with their owners, filthy rich people who fly private jets, talking about climate change. Do you understand the joke of it all? And talking about how to help poor people. It's their liberal policies that made everyone poor. And oh, by the way, they've come up with a new name. The World Economic Forum invents a new word to describe the extreme chaos gripping our planet. 2,658 of the world's decision makers are gathered in Davos for the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum. They're protected by literally thousands of police officers and soldiers, and they're going to spend the whole week at the most elite parties and elite dinners and elite nightclubs, and I'm sure they're all going to get laid, excuse my language, but everyone there is probably having sex with hookers and strippers, and they brought along the world's most beautiful escorts, I'm sure. It's just a joke. These are heads of state, business royalty, actual royalty, media honchos, and academics. And I'm trying to find the word. I'm trying to find it. Oh, and all roads to the conference have checkpoints, fingerprint scanners to verify identities. No one's ever seen anything like it. 5,000 soldiers provided to protect the elite people of the world who are going to tell you and I what to do for the rest of our lives. What a joke. I can't find yet what they... Oh, here it is. They're referring to everything going on in the world today as a perfect storm, and they're using the word polycrisis to identify 20 crises going on at the same time. We're all involved in polycrisis. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineered Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to GoldGateCapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, Wayne, now the roots on fire. And I'm on fire about Davos and the World Economic Forum. What a joke. There's also something weird going on at the World Economic Forum, because if assuming this information is right, I've seen two separate articles and a tweet from people in the know saying that the World Economic Forum is run by Klaus Schwab and he has opted out of this year's event. He will not be attending. He's talking about having an illness. And George Soros was supposed to be the star speaker and he opted out and dropped out of Davos and he won't be speaking. So if you've got the two most powerful or two of the most powerful billionaires in the world who both represent the enemies, in my opinion, of America and represent the World Economic Forum, I mean, Exhibit A and B would be Klaus Schwab and George Soros. They both dropped out at the last minute. Soros cited some sort of competing situation developing, and the other guy, Klaus, cited illness. And I mean, it's his event. The world's elite get together, almost 3,000 of them, for Klaus Schwab, to see Klaus Schwab, to hear Klaus Schwab, and he's opting out of his own event, and Soros is opting out? Very strange. Something is up. Something's going on. And I don't even want to venture a guess. I mean, I don't even know, other than some sort of a threat against the lives of the people there, perhaps. Vladimir Putin, perhaps, threatening to attack the people there. I don't know. There's 5,000 soldiers guarding them. So somehow, I don't think they have to be afraid of that. Number two, can you imagine if the guy who runs the whole thing, Klaus Schwab, backs out because he's afraid of some sort of terrorist attack, but meanwhile, he leaves the 3,000 attendees to go without him? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So I don't know what's going on. Well, maybe they're both sick with COVID. Who the hell knows? They probably both took 22 vaccines, and they're probably both sick as hell. Their immune systems are gone. Who knows? But it's just odd to hear that Klaus Schwab and George Soros have opted out of the World Economic Forum event at Davos, Switzerland this week. But almost 3,000 other of the world's billionaires are there with their private jets and their hypocritical views about climate change. They use up more in one jet flight to go screw their girlfriends on the side, their hookers, all over the world than I do an entire lifetime of driving my old-fashioned car. I mean, it's just such a joke. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Great Patriot Store. It's a website. It's greatpatriotstore.com. It's an online store. It's owned by patriotic, freedom-loving people. And I just love it. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying and already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, greatpatriotstore.com. They're cleaning products, much safer for your children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this SOB, son of a butcher, Wayne Allyn, is happy and proud and honored to announce that they have bought their own ranch and their own meat processing facility. Their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef's the highest quality anywhere, never sold in any stores, exclusively available only to their members. Like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member, so go to greatpatriotstore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Great Patriot Store. com. All right. President Biden's brain fog strikes again. He is just always up on that stage humiliating us. He's an old man with no mind left. He was at a celebration today of Martin Luther King Day. He said he would sing happy birthday to is Andrea, the wife of Martin Luther King III. And then Biden started singing the song but forgot her name. He sings happy birthday to Andrea Waters King, but forgets her name entirely. Just simple stuff that happens every day with a president who doesn't know where he is. No one appreciated Trump. Trump didn't forget anyone's name. Trump was a great host. Trump was a great representative for America. Trump, anywhere he traveled in the world, it was, oh, my God, it's the billionaire celebrity Donald Trump who's president of the United States. Everyone loved him. Everyone wanted to meet him. And now you got this loser. This loser. And by the way, experts say China got their money's worth. China donated tens of millions of dollars to the Penn Biden Center where the classified documents were found. Chinese sources donated tens of millions of dollars, and there were classified documents right there in his desk, in his office at the University of Penn, where all that money came from China. The center, which is owned by the University of Pennsylvania, has received numerous anonymous donations, including a $14 million gift in 2018 when the documents were allegedly still stored in Biden's civilian office. In total, they've got over $30 million in donations. And they get foreign money, they get Chinese money, they get Saudi Arabian money, and they get anonymous money, which is probably all Chinese money. Maybe even Mexican drug cartel money. Why do you think the border is wide open? This guy's getting bribes to leave that border wide open. And that helps China, too, because China manufactures all the fentanyl. So when you get the fentanyl across the border, China gets rich, as well as the Mexican drug cartel. Our country's bought and paid for, folks. Just a minute. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. President Biden marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day speaking at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast.
Black unemployment is near record lows. Wages for black workers are up. Two strongest years ever for small business creation, including black small businesses.
Biden says we as a country should be following Dr. King's legacy. The discovery of classified documents at President Biden's Delaware home is drawing comments from his predecessor. In a post on Truth Social, former President Trump bragged that the files seized from his own Mar-a-Lago estate this past summer by the FBI were better protected than the files recently discovered at President Biden's residence. The United States will hit its debt limit later this week. That's the warning from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She's told Congress the Treasury Department will begin to take steps soon to avoid default. She's unable to estimate how long the federal government will be able to pay its bills. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio Network coming up in about 25 minutes, Lindell TV. And we've got a new placement on Lindell TV 1 to announce in the next few days. Our show will continue to be on Lindell 2 and on Lindell 1 and on Real America's Voice TV Network and on Brighteon TV and on USA TV. So lots of great stuff, lots of great exposure and platforms for the Wayne Allyn Root War message, which is the MAGA, America First, Trump message. And the conservative warrior message, we're getting it out there. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They signed the front of the check, so you get to listen for free. So thank Global Healing. You know how much I believe in natural holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my shows. Now I'm excited about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing is an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years. It's spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25 plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting edge advanced natural protocols. He is used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, and Hollywood stars, including he was an advisor for President Donald J. Trump in his first term. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease and protect your family, protect your children. Get a 30% discount on this online course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war, globalhealing.com/war for Wayne Allyn Root, and get 30% off. All right. Our guest is here. Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times online opinion editor, host of the Bold and Blunt podcast, and author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. And we're here to talk about some of her more recent columns at the Washington Times. Cheryl Chumley, welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Wayne. It's great to be with you.
What is this lockdown? What is your book Lockdown about? Is that about the actual lockdowns, or it's about future lockdowns, or that's just a play on words?
It's both. It was about the lockdowns that we suffered and looking ahead, and more importantly, how the left wants to continue those lockdowns. Instead of just using health fears, they want to use climate change.
I've talked about this on the show. They have one in Australia and they have a city in England that are both doing climate change lockdowns. And it is scary stuff where they're telling you you can only go three blocks from your house. So you have to have special permission. And they check your, I guess they check some sort of a pass or a permit. And they have a giant, you know, thing, an arm that comes down and blocks your car. And it only lifts up if you have the right permit. And otherwise you can't drive more than three blocks or five blocks from your house. It's all Big Brother. It's all terrible stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's coming. And, you know, if I hear one more person say, well, this is America, that will never happen here, I'm going to explode, because look at what happened for over 2 years under the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And not much has changed. There are still way too many sheep out there wearing face masks in cars by themselves for some odd reason.
Well, yeah, being that you're the Washington Times online opinion editor, I don't even know the answer to this question. Do you live in Washington, D.C. or near Washington, or you're somewhere far away?
I live near Northern Virginia, so I see both D.C. and Virginia.
All right, so when you drive into Washington, are people still wearing masks there at this late stage, in this moment in time?
Not all, but enough. It's crazy.
A lot.
I don't understand why anyone's wearing face masks.
I know. The whole thing is ridiculous. Anybody with a brain knows that the germ that represents COVID or any other flu is literally 1,000 times smaller than the holes in the face mask. So it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. It protects you against nothing. And believe it or not, even though Vegas has never been a big face mask place, very different than the East Coast or California, you know, I'd say still to this day, like 10-15% of the people in the hotels when I walk around have face masks on. Almost all of them are Asian, by the way. So, I mean, I guess they're Asian tourists, and Asians just live their whole lives with face masks on. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and there's too many people in America who want that same Asian type of culture brought here, complete with face masks nonstop, 100% of the time, especially anytime flu season or any type of sickness rolls around. And it's ridiculous, and you nailed it. You said anybody with a brain. Well, that's the problem. You know, too many people today are just conditioned to do whatever the government says, and if you argue or present an opposing viewpoint, they're ready to shut you down. They're the sheep, and they're the ones who are killing American freedom.
Well, you know what the irony is? You know, the reason, as far as I could tell, the reason that Asians all wear face masks is because in China, the pollution is so bad you can see it. And you can see you're breathing in disgusting, you know, polluted air. And so they wear face masks to protect themselves from getting lung cancer. But the irony is that liberals want an open border to let millions and millions of new people move into America. And eventually, you know, you and I both know, Cheryl, I've seen all the studies, I'm sure you have too. The whole world wants to, if they could, move here. Everybody would like to move to America. There's 6 billion people that would like to come here. Certainly 1 billion of them or 500 million of them could come here in the next 10 years if we leave the borders open. So our country will suddenly, instead of having 300 million people, might have 1 billion people, and our country will have filthy air, and our country will be polluted beyond belief, and everyone will have to wear masks just like China. So that's the irony. Liberals want open borders. What does open borders lead to? Overpopulation and massive pollution.
Yeah, but when do you, have you ever known a liberal to draw links, right? Logical links. They live solely by emotion, and they're driven just by the will of government. And they want everybody to fall in line and non-questioning, non-thinking. And just as you point out, it's not that difficult to point to the ridiculousness of what they advocate for, because it just shows that they're going to achieve the opposite of what they say they want. And yet, when do you ever know liberals, Democrats, leftists, to be able to see the folly of their ways?
Well, yeah, I mean, the best example, I think, is that I was let back on Twitter. I don't know if you know this, but I was reinstated to Twitter about a month ago.
And,
yeah, but I mean, but you know what's interesting? I'm being shadow banned now as bad as I've ever been shadow banned anywhere. I mean, I have 130,000 fans on Twitter or followers, whatever they call it. And when I write something, like 20 people see it and like one comments. So it's massive shadow banning. So I gave a speech the other day, Cheryl, in Las Vegas for the Republican Women of Las Vegas, and I had 100 people in the audience, almost all women, and they all wanted to join. They were like, are you on Twitter? Oh, we'd love to join your Twitter page. And I said, great, just go to @WayneRoot at Twitter. And they all got on their phones right in front of me, and every one of them said, I can't find you. So I said, that's not possible. So I go, I walk up to them, and I walked up to one of the ladies, and I said, show me your phone. Let me have it. And I put @WayneRoot. I was on Twitter, right? She was on Twitter, so I'm there, @WayneRoot. And like 12 things come up that are fake WayneRoot accounts and Wayne Rooney, the famous soccer player. Nothing comes up @WayneRoot. So I'm on Twitter, but I'm being shadow banned so nobody can find me. Nobody can join me. Nobody can hear what I have to say. It's incredible. I don't know what Elon Musk obviously doesn't know this is going on at his own site, but he's got thousands of employees, and they're all still ex-FBI, ex-CIA scumbags, obviously. So it's really quite amazing how liberals want no, they have no tolerance for free speech or anybody else's opinion, and they want us all to be silenced.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because they say that they're the party or they represent the people of tolerance, that they welcome all views, they embrace differing viewpoints and so forth. And we know that from time after time of that hypocrisy being showcased, that that is so untrue. And the problem is they can't stand any type of opposing viewpoint because their own viewpoints are not based on logic, sound science, fact. It's all about emotion and government will and so forth. And so they crumble in the face of any type of countering viewpoint.
Oh, no, no, no question. And I, you know, here's a funny example. So I put out, like, last night, I think, or yesterday afternoon, I put out a tweet. And again, I told you almost nobody can find me, but it seems kind of interesting because liberals, when they want to, can find me on Twitter. So I put out a tweet about a 25-year-old gal.
Yeah, the trolls. Find a way, right?
Yeah. I put out a tweet about a 25-year-old gal from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who ran vaccine clinics to give out the COVID vaccine, and she died of a heart attack. And you know the responses were all liberals to me, like, what's the matter with you? Only unvaccinated people are dying. You don't know what you're talking about. And then quite a few of them said, you don't know that she was vaxxed. She's 25 years old and she owns vaccine clinics. You're asking me if she's vaxxed or not? That could, she had a heart attack at the age of 25, like everybody else who's vaccinated is having, and you have to wonder whether she's vaccinated even though she owns vaccine clinics? I mean, it just shows you what kind of mental midgets these people are. It's amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, you raise a good point, though, the idea that if you bring up any countering viewpoint still to this day about COVID, the vaccines, which, of course, aren't vaccines, they're shots, the boosters, face masks, social distancing, all the bull crap that we had to put up with for so many years that we now know, based on truthful data, was totally misguided and deceptive. If you bring that point up to this day, you're still attacked by those on the left. And even as the CDC itself is admitting that some of their findings, some of their science was wrong, and the FDA is admitting itself that what the big pharma companies were reporting in terms of the safety and efficacy of their shots
fraudulent.
Is wrong,
you still have
leftists out there arguing.
Yeah, well, don't forget, their argument would be that you don't know they're vaccinated. You know why I don't know they're vaccinated for sure? Because you don't want me to ask the parents of the dead girl or the husband of the dead girl, was she vaccinated? But you wanted proof from me if I was vaccinated all day long, 24 hours a day, if I walked into a gym, a theater, a bar, a nightclub, a restaurant, a sporting event, a retail store. You wanted proof in Northeast cities that I was vaccinated, but God forbid I should bring up a person who's dead of a heart attack at the age of 25. Can you imagine the nerve if I were to ask, were they vaccinated? Oh, my God, Wayne Root's a horrible person. It's so insane. Cheryl, don't go away. Let's grab you for another segment. Can you hang on?
I sure can.
We'll grab you on the other side of the break. Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times online opinion editor, host of the Bold and Blunt podcast, author of Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. By the way, it's not a plan. It's happening. It's the real thing. It's the real McCoy. They're trying to take away our freedoms and our wealth and our ability to. They want to control every aspect of your life. We'll be right back. Wayne Allred, War. Hi, this is Wayne Allred. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allred. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book. Hi, this is Wayne Allred. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, Wayne on the Root. The Root's on fire. By the way, all my fans, they all email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. They constantly email me stories about people who unexpectedly dropped dead, died suddenly, died unexpectedly. Oh, God, I got about 20 of them today. 18-year-old athlete in Canada, college basketball player, dies unexpectedly. Theo Gibbs, 18 years old, died suddenly in his sleep at his family's Regina home on December 30th. Baseball player. I'm looking at a picture. He's a catcher. Here he is in his catcher's outfit. Gibbs began his baseball career at the Saskatchewan Premier Baseball League's Regina White Sox before going to the Martin Sports Academy and the Regina Red Sox Academy, played collegiate baseball, blah, 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 died in his sleep at his parents' home. I mean, come on, folks. Have you ever heard of this in your entire life? It's mind-numbing how many people are dying suddenly. Truly. Beyond belief. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Engineered Tax Services, otherwise known as ETS. If you own a small or medium-sized business, you can't possibly be in a position to pay more taxes than you owe. What if you could actually save a ton of money? What if you're paying too much in taxes and we could dramatically reduce it? We being ETS, Engineered Tax Services. What if they could help you keep more of your own money? What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours, mom and pop businesses, retail stores, any sort of a small business or medium-sized business. They work with your accountant and they obtain the types of advanced, complex tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar multinational corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades, and their attorneys, engineers, and scientists have done this literally millions of times. They performed these tax services for small businesses like yours, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars by working directly with your accountant. You don't fire your CPA. Call Engineered Tax Services today to get a free no-cost analysis, 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com. All right, we're back with Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times online opinion editor, host of the Bold and the Blunt podcast, author of Lockdown. Cheryl, I don't know if in Virginia, in Washington, I assume it's the same everywhere. There's just a lot of people dropping dead suddenly, and most of them are young. You can't believe it. I've never seen it before in my life. In Vegas, in the last week, quite a few people died suddenly, including business owners, including employees of casinos, and most importantly, a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old in high school both dropped drop dead of heart attacks. Never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, and what about that, I can't remember his name because I'm not a huge NFL fan.
Yeah, Damar Hamlin,
right?
Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you even ask questions about that, and the left wants to shut you down. But look, we really need to dig down into the data of what's taking place with all these shots and boosters. And I think there's a big cover-up going, not just by the pharmaceuticals, but by the politicians, especially the ones who are pushing the mandates and so forth. And I think it's going to be something akin to Agent Orange or the anthrax shot that was pushed on the military years ago in the
right.
1990s. I think we're going to wait 10, 15 years, and we're going to find out all these devastations due to the shots. And there's going to be little accountability in the end.
Yes, Cheryl, there's only one thing I can correct you on. You're not waiting 10 or 15 years. It's happening right now. There's going to be so many deaths in the next year. This year, 2023, the deaths are exploding. The die-off is accelerating. And I have guests on my show literally every single day. Doctors and people who are math experts who study numbers, actuary-type people for insurance companies. And they're all saying that deaths are the highest in the history of the United States and in the history of the world, and they're almost all working age people between the ages of like 18 and 65. They're all dying because they were all mandated to get the vaccine if they worked for somebody in the year 2021 because of Joe Biden. And it's a disaster developing in front of our eyes, literally a medical catastrophe. So you're not going to wait 10 or 15 years. You're going to know this year. People see so many people dying, and it's only going to accelerate that I think it's going to be all people talk about. What happens when a second, a third, and a fourth NFL player drops dead on the field, you know? I mean, it's only one so far, and he's lucky he's alive because he should have been dead, but he had the best medical personnel in the world standing on the sidelines, right? Other than that, Damar Hamlin would be dead now, too, but he had great medical people there. If you're not playing for the NFL and you drop dead, you know, your heart stops while playing tennis or golf, there's nobody that gets to you within 1 minute to save your life. It's going to be a whole different story.
Yeah, and let's not forget the military and how the military was forced to take these shots. And there
right.
have been, and I've done interviews with people who track the data in the military and the complaints and so forth regarding health issues. They had massive hikes, massive increases in complaints about health-related issues, coincidentally on the heels of these shot mandates. Thankfully, the military now does not mandate the shots any longer. But what about all those military members who are suffering right now or will suffer in the years to come?
You know, there's a show on Lindell with, I can't remember her first name, Emerald Robinson. She used to be the White House correspondent. Yeah, she's been on my show a few times. She's got a show in Lindell. I've got a show in Lindell. And she had a guest today who's a female 23-year-old military, active duty military, forced to get the vaccines, took two vaccines, and she's 23 years old. She's had two heart attacks. It's not normal. Nobody's ever seen 23-year-olds having two heart attacks. She was a healthy girl, and now her life is completely ruined, and nobody in the military cares. It's going on every day, Cheryl. Believe me, we're going to see this year an explosion that'll make everybody talk about this 24 hours a day. Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times online opinion editor, author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl, Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we'll be right back. Lindell TV coming up right now. Just go to frankspeech.com, press on Lindell TV 2, and I'm there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.